This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute. Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
You're with Jack and Dean with Tristan in the back for the Tuesday drive home. And we've got a special guest.
We do.
Live in the studio.
Bring out the audience,
it's
Dean.
Maze Whalen. Hello.
Hi.
Welcome.
Thank you heaps.
It's good to have a bit of applause following you around. It's really good.
Canned applause. Love
now, Maze, it's been explained to me that you're a composer / game developer.
Yes.
What does that mean?
So I started off composing music.
Yeah.
And I went into live art a lot, and that's quite expensive to tour. You need trucks and things like that.
You would.
So I went into game development, and now I make sort of virtual versions of those live art initiatives.
So you don't do like composing for games. It's not like, you know.
I also do that. That's where the money is.
Yep. Oh, is that right?
Yes.
It's always good to know where the money is.
I mean, Dean knows. Look at his suits. But, that's amazing. So, yeah, there would be quite a bit of money in that. It's like, if you get the big games.
Yeah, not so much in Australia, yeah, but overseas.
Oh, where is it, America?
Yes.
Yeah, they love it. I'm not a big game sort of person. You have to know what the people are playing. Are you busy playing games? Shooty bang bangs or quest games? Are you running around with potions? What are you doing?
Weird little artsy punk games, little noise games. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds fun. Like little arcadey games. They're cute.
Not if you imagine zines and how.
I don't know what that means.
Like magazines.
Oh yes,
zine culture around.
Oh,
like,
I'm 33. I don't know. Do you know zine culture?
I know what Frogger is.
Okay, so it's like what punks used to make in the 90s. Is these little slapdash. Little magazines where they put little stories and things.
Yeah.
So there's that sort of scene in games as well.
With you. Awesome.
Of course, in this modern world, we've moved beyond paper and pen. We're now in the whole world of virtual or augmented realities.
Mm.
Yeah. So with virtual reality, you're working on a very exciting project about a VR instrument. Is that?
Yeah. So
I don't understand these words that are coming out of my mouth. A VR instrument. What is this?
Awesome. So virtual reality is where you put on a headset and sometimes you have controllers to interact with the world that you're then placed in.
Have done that.
Great. So Noise Drawers is a game where you put your headset on, you're in a room, and all of the walls are made of these musical drawers. And to play this sort of instrument, you open and close the drawers, and they each have different sort of musical behaviours. So they might be affecting a synth in some sort of way, they might be triggering a loop, and how much you open the drawer is how loud the loop is. I'm learning how to play this instrument as I compose for it. So new behaviours are sort of revealing themselves to me every day.
So if I was to find somebody playing this instrument, I would see somebody sitting on their own with the headset on, just pulling out imaginary drawers.
Yeah. Well,
it's a good picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's intended to be a performance as well. So if you imagine how conductors move their arms rapidly if they want the orchestra to play with intensity, the way that the drawers are going to work as well is that if you open a drawer with intensity really hard, maybe the sound that comes from there is like a death metal version of a phrase. But if you opened it softly, perhaps it's more of a classical guitar, maybe it's finger plucked, but it's the same phrase. Yeah.
Wow. So you just construct your own orchestra, like
And can you do like a duet, or can you invite friends along and have like a garage band? Or is that getting a bit too?
I have been asked to do that. Having more than one headset in a game is a little hard.
It's a bit complex,
Yes. But the next iteration, At the moment, people from outside the headset can interact with different MIDI instruments and stuff.
Oh, cool.
But, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Buying another headset.
Fascinating.
So, Maze, tell us, when will we see this instrument? Is it got a debut coming up soon?
Yeah, so it's premiering in concert at the Women in Music Festival. It's coming up on 9th and 10th of March. I'm on both nights.
Uh-huh.
But also, if you just pay attention to me on socials, at Maze Whalen www.theatreofmouth.com or on Twitter and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. You'll be able to see different developments and probably get a chance to play it yourself at some point. Yeah.
Oh, so for the performance piece in March, they'll be able to see you with the headset on doing the music?
Or, yeah, and everything will be projected behind me, so you'll be able to see how I've interacted with everything. Yeah.
Oh,
wow. And it will be at, they've got a little marketplace happening during the day, so it'll be there as well for participants to play.
That's so much better than Frogger. How exciting. So how can people find out more? They go to your socials, yeah? Maze Whalen.
Wallen, yeah.
Wallen, sorry.
W-A-L-L-I-N, yeah.
There you go. Spell it out.
Absolutely. Wow. Fantastic. Well, that sounds fascinating. I think we've just learned something new there, Jack.
We have.
Very educational, yeah. Jack and Dean, on a Tuesday. Thanks very much, Maze.
No worries.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.